Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here with the Wrestle Horror Podcast. As always is my co-host, Donnie Hoover, but he's got a little special guest standing behind him. I'm talking to the Hurricane Haley. Haley, how are you?
Good.
Yep, she wanted to come on the podcast, and so we were like, okay, let's do it.
All right, Haley. So, Haley, do you like all the wrestling that Dad does?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we wrestle all the time. She does pretty good up here.
Yeah. and are you okay with Pennywise behind you?
No. Yeah, she's not a big Pennywise fan.
And I know you don't like Chucky too much either.
I hate monsters and bad guys and everything.
But that's part of wrestle horror. We like scary stuff.
Yeah. You like Chucky, don't you?
No.
What about Jason? Do you like Jason?
No.
No?
Do you like any scary monsters?
No.
No scary monsters.
I mean, Chucky's okay.
Do you like getting him for a Christmas gift?
No.
They really get you with that, don't they, Haley?
Yes.
So how is Haley doing? Haley?
School.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good? Are you scary?
No.
No? You're just a hurricane, right?
Yes.
Yes. She is a bundle of energy, listeners. She really just, I don't know where Donnie finds the energy for her sometimes, because she's just all over the place.
Yeah, I don't either. There's a lot of days we run on fumes at the end of the day.
And she just stuck her tongue out and did the little antlers thing here.
Yeah, she better watch out. Pennywise might get her.
Hey, I saw Pennywise move behind you. I'd check on him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I told you he moved.
Yeah. Now, I just noticed his balloon's deflating little by little. Seems like each show his balloon gets smaller and smaller. I'm going to have to put a new balloon in there or something.
There you go. There you go. So, Haley, what do you have to say to everybody on Wrestle Horror?
I do not know.
How about wrestling is cool and scary stuff is cool?
Scary stuff is not cool, but wrestling's cool.
All right, we'll take it. That's 50-50. We'll take it.
All right, we'll accept that. That's cool. And Haley's cool.
Yep. The only one and only hurricane.
Oh, there's no one like her.
All right. You got anything else to say? What? Well, tell them.
I got to use the restroom.
Well, then go use the restroom. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let me get my headphones and everything back on now.
All right.
Girl, something else.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Right.
The Wrestle Horror Podcast. As Donnie fumbles with his headset.
Yep. I got him plugged back in now. I had to unplug him so she could hear. There we go. All right, I think I'm back on.
Okay, that was interesting to say the least. Haley is such a joy, and you know how much Chris loves her. She just
I just told her I had, because every time we do a podcast, because like I said, I'm down in the basement and everything, so they're above me. So I tell her I got to do a podcast, so you got to be quiet. And she was like, I want to be on the show. I was like, all right. Like, you want to do it? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I was like, let's do it.
All right. Well, she's on the show now for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, talking about shows, my gosh, I mean, we are just, you know, we're just steamrolling through this. I mean, we've been doing this now since July of what, 2019?
19, yep.
There's no sign of us stopping anytime soon. Trust me.
No.
We got a lot of wrestling, a lot of horror, and we got some exciting news that broke this week that really for Wrestle Horror and for New Ohio Wrestling is just I'm thrilled. And Donnie, why don't you tell everybody what that news is?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Terry did a Facebook video about it, if people didn't see it yet, but we are finally taking that next step, and we're going to open up a training center. That's a gym for wrestling, and we're going to have our ring in there, and we're going to be doing, you know, growing it. You know, the space right now is just big enough for just the ring, but we're going to grow it as good as we can, and to where we can get our gym, because we have some gym equipment too. We want to get space big enough to add in our gym equipment and make it a full, you know, full on training center where people can come in. You know, we have a green screen set up with all the camera lighting and all that. We want to set that up when we can. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting, and it kind of just fell in our lap. We had been looking for buildings for years, just here and there, but nothing just seemed to pan out or be affordable. And here in Columbus, yeah, it's hard to find a building that's in a decent price range. And so we just kept saying, if it's not time, it's not time. You know, we're not in any rush. And then Mark Coball, the Golden Idol, as people know him as, you know, people love to hate him. And he actually found the opportunity and found the building for us, and brought it to our attention, and we went and looked at it and talked with him, and we have actually partnered with him on this building. It's the New Ohio Wrestling Training Center, and you know, his company 614 Homes is sponsoring it and partnering with us on it. So it's going to be very exciting. It's in Gahanna, Ohio, and we're going to have all the information. The plan is to open by March 1st. But if we can't get it done by then, it's going to be the week after March 1st. It'll be sometime in March, but March 1st is the ultimate goal. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to open it up for memberships for, you know, people that's already trained in wrestling that want to get some ring time. Cause that's the main reason why we're doing this, because we've had numerous people reach out to us, even some people of the NOW roster and also former NOW people. That they're saying they there's no access to, you know, ring time, you know, here during COVID. There's, you know, not a lot out there running. So, you know, there's some shows that's coming back up now and things are starting to move along. But to get in like ring time for practice or training or just, you know, keep, you know, stay sharp, you know, they're having to drive an hour to 3 hours in some cases to get ring training, you know, get ring time. And there was just nothing here in the Columbus area. And, you know, we've got Big Dirty, you know, everybody's heard that's followed us, heard the story of Big Dirty. So we've had Big Dirty just sitting in the garage, just waiting for an opportunity. And so her time to shine's coming up. So we're going to have some fun Big Dirty stuff. And, you know, we're going to get the gyms all set up and the training center all set up and, you know, get some guys in there, let them get in there and wrestle around and stay sharp. And then, you know, offer some training maybe down the road and stuff. We're still mapping all that out. Which, you know, so that's all good. It also opens up the opportunity for Wrestle Horror too. You know, we just did our Wrestle Horror, wrestling with your character concept, you know, so that also opens up the door for if there's Hawn actors out there that are interested in the Wrestle Horror concept and they want, you know, now we'll have the ring up. We'll be able to, you know, get them in there, show them some of the moves to help them with their Hawn characters, you know, so that opportunity opens up for Hawn people as well. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting time. And like I said, this literally just fell in our lap just days ago. So we're scrambling to get everything set up and ready and all the ideas and the pricing and the structure and, you know, hours of operation, like everything. We're trying to just map this out as we go and get everything done. But it's going to open up a lot of opportunity for a lot of different things. And, you know, we won, like we had mentioned, our online training courses. Now we'll have the ring up where we can get in there, film our online training courses and get that stuff done and available for people. So it's exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's, you know, we already had plenty in our lap of off air. I always complain to you, like, I got too much going on. I don't know how I'm going to find the time. And, you know, now I just added this to my plate, which is going to take up a lot of time. So, but we'll figure it out. We always do.
You know, I'm excited about it. I really am. Not only for the fact that oh, look, there's the
Yeah.
hurricane. She's whispering to Donnie.
What?
My mom said to say that I love my mom and I should play the flute on my nose.
Oh, you want to? Okay,
Yes.
go get it. Okay, here we
Hey,
go.
got
So,
it.
oh, okay. All right. So sorry about the interruption, guys. But the hurricane wants to show you. She wanted to show us her talent she's discovered, and
Okay.
that is playing a flute with her nose.
With her nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we preempt this show to let the hurricane play a flute with her
All
nose.
right. Go ahead.
I'm not good though.
Go to do it.
And for those of you that are listening but not watching, I can guarantee you that flute was stuck up her nose while she did that.
We'll have that on YouTube. All right, thank you. I
My mom's
appreciate
the best.
it. There's, yeah, she probably treat or offered her a treat for
Oh, I bet.
that. All right, sorry about
No,
that.
that's fine. I'm excited about this, you know, not only for the fact that wrestlers have will have an opportunity to get some ring time in, especially with things easing around in this state. And like you said, have them having to drive 1 to 3 hours to get ring time. Having a ring available in Central Ohio is going to be huge. And you know, I'm thrilled because not only will wrestlers be able to get that time, but also the opportunities that WrestleHorror has to do filming and such inside the ring. I just you know, this is great. The new Ohio Wrestling Training Center is going to be something else. And like Donnie said, it's going to grow. There's not much room other than for a ring, but right now that's what we need.
Right.
And any haunt actors out there that want to learn more about the WrestleHorror concept, maybe do some live one-on-one stuff with us. We have a ring to do it in. To show you things that happen inside the ring and things that we've outlined in wrestling with your character that you can use in your haunt character. So huge news, Donnie. I am so thrilled to hear about this. And you know, when I saw the video and you and I had talked about it before, you told me you had something in the works. And when I saw the video that you and Terry put out, I'm excited. This is great. Wrestle horror. New Ohio wrestling, it's all falling into place. And the fact that we can sit there and videotape in the ring, it gives us more opportunity to give more training in the wrestle horror concept to all you haunt actors out there.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, like I said, we're starting out where we're at, and it's a brand new facility. The space we have, nobody's ever utilized, so it's a nice clean facility, a lot of lighting. But when we and the positive about it is we've already kind of got our eye on the upgraded space to where we'll be able to. It's a bigger space that we might occupy once we get this rolling and get some income coming in. To where we can put our gym equipment in there and put the green screen photography area in there and get some mics in there and some speakers to where they can work on promos and we want to just make it as fun as we can, add every element that wrestlers and promoters and managers and referees and any what anybody in the wrestling business that they need to work on. We want to eventually have something set up to where they can come in and utilize the space to work on those skills that they need.
Ring announcers.
Yeah, bringing out that's what the mics and the speakers. Yep.
Right,
So,
right.
yep. So, but yeah, like I said, we're starting out where we're at right now because it came open and kind of landed on our lap, and so we're we got to take the ball and run with it and grow from there. So yeah, we're excited. And then like I said, the stuff we can come up with for the haunt side of it too, to help with character development, even get the character development going over there, the ring stuff, show them some moves. I mean, there's multiple things that we could work with haunters on too.
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned the microphones and speakers and such when we expand. And we've been putting stuff together to prep for this. Audio equipment wise, we've got mixer, we've got a set of wireless microphones, which are wonderful because I hate wired mics unless I'm doing podcasting. So, and we've got cameras and such, green screen stuff is going to be huge. And like you said, with promo work, because sometimes I think promos are a lost art in some aspects. And wrestlers and haunt actors really need to hone their promo skills. And this gives them an opportunity to do that. You got to sell yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
So huge news. How far is Gahanna from where you are?
I would say 20 minutes. Okay. Yeah. It's about 20 minutes from my area. I live in Obetz, and the ring is going to be north of us in Gahanna. So it's like 20 minutes, you know, from there. So if you're in southern Columbus, that's about it. If you're on the west side, I mean, if you live in town, you know where it's at, where Gahanna is. And we'll, when we get all the details and get everything set up, we'll give out the address and the phone number to contact, and which I think they've already started posting some of that online. Mark and Terry has, but so like I said, we're scrambling to get things ready and trying to get it done as quick as we can, and looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be an exciting journey, and see what we can get going here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm jealous of all you people that live up there, because I got to drive 2 hours to do this. Right. I'm down north of Cincinnati, so I don't mind, because Donnie and I are, you know, we go together like peanut butter and jelly. And I don't mind making the trip up there multiple times if I have to do the things we need to do. I mean, excited. And excuse me, I'm drinking a hazy little something IPA, so feeling a little good right now, and I'm happy.
There you go.
Blew off some steam before we started the recording, so
there you go.
Yay!
Right. Yeah, and another thing I just thought of, I forgot to mention. Like I said, these things are going so fast, sometimes I forget to mention stuff. Is that we also have, we've been, you know, getting people reaching out to us, wanting to get involved and help out, and are loving the idea. And so one of the things that, you know, we've already kind of locked down as Onyx, the Black Superman Onyx, the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo champion, is going to be working with us and coming in to help with strength training. So if there's wrestlers out there that you know, want to learn more about, you know, building muscle, getting their strength, you know, work on their strength training, their techniques and all that, Onyx is going to be working with us and coming in and giving his time to teaching people on how to, you know, build their strength, you know, get their size, their mass, whatever. And if everybody's seen Onyx, they know he definitely knows how to build size. So
yeah, that's the thing about Onyx, you know. I and ever since I've been working with New Ohio Wrestling and I've met Onyx, he's not as tall as me, but I wouldn't want to get into a fight with him, trust me.
Right. Yeah.
The man is solid. I mean, he's got mass, he's big, he's bulky. And
and training, fitness training and strength training, that's what he does for a living. You know, he has his own gym, so, you know, he's definitely got the knowledge down, so that'll be a great asset for, you know, for people that, you know, come and join with us and utilize what we're, you know, providing for them and stuff, the gym and all that. So yeah, that'll be a nice little addition. And we also have other trainers that's coming in, and we're going to bring them in, you know, just to like help wrestlers that are there or whatever the case is. You know, we've talked to Cody Hawk, you know, Cody Hawk said he'd like to come in and be happy to come in and help out on occasion. Robbie Starr, he said he would come in and help out on occasion. You know, there's a lot of others. We're still getting everything. You know, we're working on Matt Mason, our play-by-play guy. Him and his wife, Jamie, they're fitness instructors. And, you know, they said they'd come in to work on people's like fitness and diet and stuff, you know. So there's a lot of stuff where we're trying to work out all the details and get a game plan together to where, you know, we got a lot of people that's willing to help the wrestlers in this area and outside of this area if they want to make the drive to better themselves and grow as a wrestler. And it's going to be real exciting to see what, you know, what this turns into.
Huge opportunities, Donnie. I mean, especially, you know, not only with the strength training, but with the fitness. You know, myself being, you know, I struggled for years with my weight, and I still do. But last year, I started taking on a personal trainer, And over the past 14 months, through diet and exercise, I have dropped about 70 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm not done yet, you know. And I couldn't have done it without strength training and diet help. I mean, yep. My personal trainer was huge in helping with that. I started January 1st, 2020 at almost 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm 6'4". I shouldn't weigh 400 pounds.
Right.
As of yesterday, I was at 319 pounds. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, for you wrestlers out there, take advantage of whatever is offered at the training center, because it's only going to help you be a better wrestler and a better personality in the business.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying a good thing about Matt and Jamie is, you know, not only are they dear friends of ours, you know, I've been friends with him since I started wrestling back in the late 90s. Is you know, Matt's also an accomplished, you know, wrestler. He was Hot Commodity Matt Mason, you know, now he does our color commentary and stuff. But he's been in the wrestling business a long time. He was a tag team specialist, you know, when he was in wrestling and active, and you know, he knows his stuff, you know. And just like Jamie, you know, Jamie, his wife has been in the fitness world. She's competed at the Arnold for the bodybuilding competitions and fitness competitions and stuff like that. So, you know, they're very knowledgeable and they're willing to offer, like, you know, just like with Onyx and everybody else, and they're willing to offer their time to come in and, you know, help the people that, you know, want to be helped. So I think it's going to be a good thing, you know, that we got going on here. It's going to turn out good. I'm pretty confident, you know, and excited to see where it goes. So like I said, the only thing is we're kind of, you know, just jumping in with both feet and running with it, because it's been, like I said, it's been jumped in. You know, I've said it before, just dropped in our lap. So we're just going to do it and see what happens. You know.
Well, see, you know, we also need to, you know, we've been talking about the wrestlers, but we also need to, you know, reach out to the haunt actors out there. There is no reason why you can't do fitness training and diet. Because haunting is a strenuous business, as we, you know, we outline in Wrestling With Your Character. Mm-hmm. Donnie said there's cardio and there's wrestling cardio.
Yeah.
And to me, there's a third cardio, and that's haunt cardio, which isn't far off of wrestling cardio. Mm-hmm. Because you expend a huge amount of energy as a haunt actor. So yep. Why not take advantage of what we've got to offer in Central Ohio? There are plenty of haunt actors in that area that could probably benefit from from what New Ohio Wrestling has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, you know, the haunt training and, you know, with the ad wrestling into their characters, the fitness training for their diet, you know, the strength training for, you know, like I said, when we had the Trail of Tormented Terror, Onyx and his wife came and worked with us one night. And the only thing, because of his size, the only thing we literally had to do to him was put him in a black cloak and give him a weapon. And we put him right at the start of our trail. And there was like fog and light behind him. So he was just like this big, gigantic mass that nobody wanted to walk past. So, I mean, it worked really good. So, I mean, you know, adding some size to your haunt character, you know, probably wouldn't be a bad thing, you know.
He will definitely, I mean, definitely scare the shit out of you. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he's scary enough in real life without seeing him as a haunt actor. So,
yeah, the blast. He was cracking up laughing at the people. He's like, this is awesome.
Yeah, let me tell you, Onyx is great. I love him. He is so kind in the real world. But when you get into the haunt and wrestling world, I don't think you want to mess with him too much.
Right. Yeah, I would agree.
So, this is, you know, Donnie messaged me today, said, hey, we need to do this. We need to get this out there. And I said, let's do it, because I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, given the state of things, getting excited about something is huge right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and of course, when the training center is open, there's going to be, you know, the mandates are still going to be in place for the time being. But right. It's going to be a safe environment. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Donnie, help me out here, because
yeah, no, I mean, yeah, we're going to abide by all the COVID regulations and all that. You know, we'll have the hand sanitizer. We'll have the, you know, we'll have whatever they mandate on, you know, wrestling training and stuff with the mask. And, you know, just like if you're not in the ring, you should have your mask on, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, we're going to mandate, you know, and go by what they say, just like everybody else does. So it'll be safe, you know. And like I said, hopefully we won't have to deal with this COVID regulations too much longer. You know, I have a feeling some things are going to stay the same forever, but, you know, hopefully they loosen up a little bit down the road once it's safe enough for everybody. That's most important. And we can just go, you know, go full at it. But, you know, as long as the regulations and the rules apply, you know, we're going to abide by them. So yeah, we'll make it a safe. We'll have stuff to sterilize the ring, you know, all that stuff. You know, we're going to do what we need to do.
And, you know, we can't ask for more than that. And hopefully, I mean, vaccinations are picking up, which is going to help do nothing but help our cause. Mm-hmm. And the more that people get vaccinated, the safer it's going to be. But we still have to do those things to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still looking at some time, but I think there's a little bit of pinprick of light at the end of the tunnel now. Mm-hmm. To get back to what we consider normal, which I don't think will ever be the way it was before the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
But there's going to be certain things that will be eased off, and hopefully, you know, mid year to late year that things can get almost back to normal, where wrestling shows can go on with more attendance, especially New Ohio Wrestling. I mean, we're chomping at the bit to get back there and give you guys shows. As soon as we can. I'm pretty sure that's Donnie's plan.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I got to put on my new red shoes, man.
You got to break them out, don't you?
Yeah, I've only worn them once, and that was for my anniversary. And I got my new bow tie and shirts I haven't worn yet. I'm probably too small for them now. I might buy them new ones.
I'd gary say, yeah, you got them shoes. If you lost all that weight, what if your feet's too skinny now?
my feet will be fine. I'm talking about the suit and everything, man. My feet aren't going to change that much. But, oh my gosh, this is exciting news. And, you know, I'm happy to share it with everybody listening and watching. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's turn the corner a little bit. Okay. Let's talk about the haunting world.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, the haunt world is still up in arms. There's, you know, Donnie and I did a class called Wrestling with Your Character at HauntCon in January. Mm-hmm. But there's other shows out there, and there's two types of shows when it comes to a haunting world and different industries. But there's a convention and there's trade shows. Okay. Conventions are more public friendly, so to speak. You've got a wider base that can come in and attend a convention, attend classes, buy stuff. And then there's trade shows. Trade shows are designed for buyers. And the Mac Daddy of them all for the haunt world is Trans World. Mm-hmm. Trans World, unfortunately, did not run last year because of the pandemic. But this year, from what I understand, in May 6th to 9th, Trans World is going to be once again at the America Center in downtown St. Louis. Mm-hmm. COVID precautions are going to be in place, I'm sure, but this is big news because people need the touchy-feely. You know,
right.
Virtual trade shows are great, but you lack that interaction with the vendors, with the buyers, that you don't really get from a virtual show. And not only is Transworld doing a live show, but they are also doing a virtual show as well as the live show this May. So there's an opportunity for haunters out there if you can't get to Transworld to attend in person, to at least attend in some form, shape, and fashion to learn and get your products for the upcoming haunt season. It's a little later than normal. Normally, Transworld runs in March. And unfortunately, you know, March just isn't going to happen for them because of restrictions. But if you want to find out more about Transworld, and Transworld is a trade show, make no mistake. People call it a convention sometimes, but it is a trade show because it is a buyer's show. You've got haunted attraction owners out there that are going to buy stuff for their haunt.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Do you have to, because I've never been to a Transworld, but I'm dying to go to one. I want to go to one like really bad because I've heard from friends of mine in the industry, including yourself, that they're like awesome. I'm dying to go to it. But do you have to have a business to go to Transworld, or can you go? It's just like there shouldn't be a lot of fans there per se.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're in the haunt business, but you don't own a haunt, or if you don't own like a mask making company or something like that, can you still attend, or do you have to have a business established?
Generally, you have to be attached to a business in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. If you work for the haunt, you know, you can get in that way, depending on the haunt owner. But there are certain restrictions as to attending a Transworld show, which I am happy to say, Donnie, that we can work with. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in 2022 that you and I can go as a part of Russell Horror.
I'm definitely in for that, 100%.
there are credentials that are needed, but me working with Big Scary Show, you know, I got some strings
you can pull.
Strings there, I think.
There you go.
But it is a little bit stricter, and the tickets are more expensive.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, there's ways to work that, but generally, you have to be some part of the business in order to have the credentials to get in. It's not open to the general public.
Right. Okay. And that's the big difference between a trade show and a convention, pretty much.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, there is another convention that is going virtual this year, starting actually, its dates are usually around the time that Transworld does their trade show. And actually, I just interviewed one of the organizers of the Virtual Fear Expo recently on Big Scary Show, and they are going to have their show on March 19th, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
March 19th, 20th, 20th, and 21st. And they've got a different strategy than HauntCon had. HauntCon was virtual, but it was kind of like all web-based. From what I understand at Virtual Fear Expo, they're going to have a virtual show floor where they've got proprietary software where you could actually be on the virtual floor going from vendor to vendor to vendor and interacting that way as opposed to strictly on the web. I mean, it's still on the web, but it's going to be a virtual floor. I really can't explain it better than to tell you to check out fearexpo.com.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. That sounds pretty cool.
Where you can register. I've seen a prototype of the virtual show floor because Big Scary Show is going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be actually, you know, you'll be quote unquote walking through the virtual show floor on this proprietary software.
Nice.
So I'm excited to attend this and check it out and see what's going on, because you can interact with buyers, vendors, and speakers, and even sponsors on this show floor. So Doug and company that are organizing this, a great idea, and one step further from just the web-based shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's another a convention now. You got to remember, conventions are different from trade shows. Conventions are open to the public. There's the West Coast Haunters Convention that's happening in May as well, and it is going to be web based. But they're going to have certain things going on, like it's out in Portland, Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. And normally when they have an actual show floor, the host hotel that they use actually has a 13th floor on it.
Oh, nice.
And
gotta love that.
Yeah. And they're doing a virtual 13th floor this show. But if you go out to it, you can actually book a room on the 13th floor of this hotel.
I'd do it.
In a heartbeat, man. In a heartbeat.
Yep.
So there are these opportunities out here, and I'm trying to remember the website for the West Coast Haunters Convention, and you have to forgive me because I'm drawing a blank right now. But while I'm talking, I'm going to look it up just so I can tell you exactly what that website is.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I'm kind of interested in why you're doing that in that Fear Expo thing. I think that'd be kind of neat. It'd be kind of like a little video game type of deal. You know, just walking along the trade show floor and looking at the vendors and stuff. I think that'd be kind of neat.
It is. The website for the West Coast Haunters Convention is hauntersconvention.com.
Nice. Can't get easier than that.
they do a lot for charity over there, because the organizer of it is part of the Oregon School for the Deaf. Mm-hmm. And they actually do a haunt right at the school.
Oh, very cool.
Using some of the students.
Getting them involved. That's smart. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Ed Roberts is the guy that runs that. We spoke to him briefly on Big Scary Show. He's a great guy, and he's been doing this, and he's been doing a lot of haunting for years. So it's another one you should really check out, because, excuse me, they're not as big as the others, but they've got a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's more important than having a huge show.
Right. Yep. You can see the passion when it comes out. You can't stop it.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I was disappointed that COVID has once again shut down the OHHC.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of looking forward, maybe Wrestle Horror could have done something with them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Being that it's in Central Ohio. But, you know, the more things get under control, hopefully they'll be back next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already talked to one of their people, and when they said they canceled, and they were already actually on the vendor list to get a booth there, and they said they'll just carry that over till next year to see if we can possibly have one next year. So we're on the vendors list for the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention for sure.
Thank you for to explaining what the OHHC was, because I didn't get that far.
Yeah, that's all good.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, once things get back to normal, maybe we can even do some kind of wrestling show.
That's been brought up as a possible idea. It's just a matter of if we're able to, because of it's at the Mansfield prison, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that they got to go by. So, I mean, it was brought up as an idea. I talked to Jason about it a little bit, mm-hmm. and he was interested in us doing it, and we're interested in doing it. And we actually even talked to the local independent wrestling promoter in Mansfield because we were coming up that way to join us, and, you know, and he was involved, and he was excited to, you know, partner up and do it. So, I mean, if we're allowed to do it and the convention still wants us to do it, we'll definitely be there.
I think it would be a lot of fun. And I think we'd get some good attendance, so to speak. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with the convention attendees. And hopefully, you know, it would really be neat, and this is just, you know, me kind of geeking, but it would be neat for us to do a show using wrestlers as horror characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. If we're going to do a wrestling event at a haunted house or a haunt convention, there are definitely going to be some horror characters in the ring, for sure.
And, you know, there's quite a few horror characters just in indie wrestling as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we can get Freddy versus Jason. I mean, how cool would that be?
There you go. I'm sure we could make that happen somewhere.
Somehow I have a figure you're gonna I have a feeling you're gonna be wearing the Jason mask.
I'm too skinny or too fat for Jason. I'd probably have to do more like the Leatherface gimmick or something. or somebody that has a belly on them.
Really cool to get somebody like Abaddon from AEW.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Or Rosemary from Impact, you know, somebody that somebody is creepy. Notwithstanding, you know, we can always find wrestlers to be iconic horror characters for a match.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be any problem at all.
So wow, I mean, I'm still excited about all this. I've been gushing the whole time, and it's not the beer talking.
Right. No. a lot of fun stuff coming up.
How can you not
be excited and happy when you got the Hurricane, you know, giving us some live musical entertainment and all that, you know?
No doubt at all.
I feel like she should be on an episode of iCarly or something. You know, not many kids are gonna play a flute with their nose.
that was quite funny. It was unique, I should say.
Right. That's her, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I love her to death. She's a sweetheart, and I'm glad she wanted to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, I'm excited. A lot of good news, and that's what we needed. We needed good news. There's not been enough good news lately.
Right, yeah. Kind of been on the short side of the good news stuff, huh?
Right.
Especially with all the snow and ice storms and everything rolling through across the country, and you know, people down in Texas are now they're struggling with water supply and all that because of the storms. And there's just a lot of craziness going on.
Oh, yeah. The infrastructure has just fallen apart because they weren't prepared for it.
Right. Yeah. And who would have thought they needed to be? You know what I mean?
That's 2020. Well, that's now 2021.
Right. It just keeps going.
Yeah. I mean, when are we going to get some good news? I mean, we got some good news tonight. That's the cool thing.
Right. Absolutely.
Our prayers and thoughts go out to those people in Texas, because I know it's very hard. You know, we've had our share of snow and ice up here, but apparently it's not as bad as what they've been putting up with. And they just weren't prepared for it. I mean, it's Texas, you know, we're kind of used to it up here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw a picture today that really put it into perspective for me. And it was a picture at Texarkana, Texas, and Texarkana, Arkansas, which, you know, state line right there.
Mm-hmm.
One side of the road, the Texarkana, Arkansas side of the road was plowed. The Texas side wasn't, because why? Texas doesn't have snow plows.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you would have thought the Arkansas plows could have kind of scooted over and done that side too.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, I wish all the best for the people in Texas. I hope that everybody there, you know, recovers and everybody's safe, because I know there's lots of issues, the boil water. They've had water treatment plants go out because of freezing, because they weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. The rolling blackouts they've got, and it's hard, because there's a lot of people there that are suffering right now, and we wish the best for all of them. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we currently have friends in the wrestling business that are down there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got one from Future Great Wrestling, Shauna Reed. I'm hoping she's doing okay. And I know Cody Hawk was down there earlier. I don't know if he's still stuck down there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our heart goes out to all those people down there. And, you know, hopefully you guys will be back up and running soon. And everybody's safe and not frozen.
Right. Yeah. Yep. No kidding there.
But we up here, you know, I don't know. We got lucky. It was 28 degrees when I got home today, and
mm-hmm.
Last weather report I heard is next week is supposed to be in the 40s. That's like a freaking heat wave.
Yeah, I'm breaking the shorts out. Getting ready.
Speaking of which, I saw pink shorts.
On me? No, I got a pink shirt on. I got black shorts on.
Oh, pink shirt. Okay, the shirt was hanging. Okay, I got you.
I got the black. I got my pink tank top on, my night clothes. Okay,
all right. I thought I saw pink shorts. I was really going to give you a hard time about pink shorts.
Don't put it past me. I'll wear some pink shorts. I don't mind.
So, Donnie, you have never asked me the question.
Oh, okay. You want it or you want it?
I want the question.
All right. All right, we'll give you the question then.
All right.
You are the main character in your own serial killer movie. What's your go-to kill?
I've already got that. Normally, since I'm a big Darth Vader fan, I would say I would force choke you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, because that's too easy. And I saw this on Wolf Creek. It's called Head on a Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Take a knife, shove it into the base of the spine, and twist.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Wait, you're still alive, but you can't move.
Right.
So then I could do whatever I want at that point because you're completely incapacitated. I could cut your head off. I could leave you to die. I could rip your spine out. But knife in the spine, twist, that's my go-to.
There you go. Very good. That's also another one we haven't heard before.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And it's, it ranks up there right behind Art the Clown in Terrifier.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I told him when we talked to him, that was my new favorite kill is the hacksaw scene. And it's just like,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
But that's my go-to. So, Donnie, what else have we got for the viewers and listeners?
I think we've pretty much covered enough for today. I said we got all the news out that we wanted to share with the Wrestling Training Center. We talked about some trade shows and conventions. Got a little entertainment from the Hurricane. She made her debut on the Wrestle Whore podcast. So, yeah, I think we got all of our bases covered for the day.
Awesome. So, with that being said, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Wrestle Horror, and all the other social media at Wrestle Horror, on Instagram, Twitter, our website, wrestlehorror.com. excuse me, the Wrestle Horror channel on YouTube whenever I start posting videos again. One of these days I'm going to get to them.
All right.
Great. This has been a great day, for news. I'm just,
yeah, and also I just, since you mentioned that, it just dawned on me. I didn't say, about the new Ohio Wrestling, the training center. You find out all that information on the Facebook is New Ohio Wrestling. Twitter is New Ohio Wrestling without the G. Instagram, where we'll have information on air. We'll also have information in a section on our newohiowrestling.com website. And that'll give all the information about the training center when we get it up and going.
Check it out. Wrestlers and Haunters both. You need to check it out.
Yep.
With that being said, I am Meat Hook Jim. That's Donnie Hoover. We are the Wrestle Horror Podcast. We will catch you on the next show.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.